Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today, we are watching episode 292, Power Rangers in Space! Episode 42, Countdown to Destruction, Part 1.
It aired November 20th, 1998, written by Koichi Sakamoto and Judd Lynn, directed by Jonathan Zacher. Guys, it's here!
Can't really believe we're at the end of In Space.
We are at the end, technically, of the Zordon era.
Yep, that's true. That starts today. I tried to go a little grander with my opening.
I could feel it.
But I have kind of, I think, just turned into Lost in Space.
Well.
Or Muppets in Space.
Lost Muppets in Space, coming soon from ABC.
But also their Power Rangers.
Yep.
Deadpool.
I've got to commission that for Shannon at this point, just so I can show people what I'm referencing when we do that now. So, if you're new here, maybe go back a little bit.
If this is your first episode, maybe go back a little bit. Yeah, it's at least a few. Skip the Seymour episode. Don't go back that far.
Maybe we should, I don't know if that's too much work. We should figure out a must-see episodes, like a essentials list.
Green with Evil.
Well, I mean, for In
Chase,
Space.
Chase into Space, Rangers Gone Psycho, and the next, like, five episodes.
There's also, like, Date with Danger.
Oh, that's true. That's a good
and
one
all too. Those episodes.
This is Morphe's talk, though. This is not this episode
talk. Yeah, it's
not
this episode. If you're new here, what we do is we pause this recording, then we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Power Rangers in Space, and we're just about done with it, and I can't believe we're here.
No, I can't either.
It seems like just yesterday we were messing up our first recording.
And then we just had bad episodes.
Yep. I mean, some people say they like them. And I don't want to question those people's taste.
I don't know that the episodes are bad per se. I've heard bad podcasts, and I don't
have
know
too.
If I qualify
them as
that.
Podcasts.
The quality definitely was much lower, and we didn't know what podcasting or like how podcasting
how to
was.
Do a podcast. Yeah. It took us, I think, still 60 episodes to figure out how to end the show.
Yeah, it's still like, we've got the opening and the ending done. There's not 10 minutes of awkward, like, what do? I feel weird doing this anymore. But I still think we kind of just wing it every time.
Yeah, I mean, that's our style.
That's right.
It's fast and loose.
Yep, loosey-goosey.
Baby! I did try ending a podcast, Secret Project, hashtag Secret Project K, took us about 10 to 15 minutes trying to figure out how to end it. We did not figure out how to end it, so we're just like, goodbye.
It's really weird that you're making a whole podcast where you're just going to eat Special K cereal and review it on each episode.
Yeah. There's like a lot of flavors. There's that vanilla almond. There's regular style. There's
probably a strawberry one.
There's probably a strawberry one. I think there's probably like a gross chocolate.
Yep.
Sweet potato? No, that's cactus. That's Kakashi.
Let's
go watch Countdown to Destruction. Okay. What do you say?
Sure.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space.
And we're back, and we just watched Countdown to Destruction, Part 1. I was worried that this is going to be the crying episode for me.
But
I get to wait a week.
Yep.
Or, well
several a day
days.
For us.
A day for me, several days for you. Look forward to my weeping then. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be excellent. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can get some cool stuff in return and helps out a bunch. And that thing about for as little as $1 a month, we mean that. Like, if you just want to give us a dollar, that would be cool.
Yeah.
We're cool with that. Don't worry about seeming cheap. A dollar spends.
Yeah.
So if everybody gave a dollar, we'd have bare minimum $8. Eight more dollars. At least.
Yeah. I could get lunch.
Yeah.
One day.
Like a hot dog, because you get four of those dollars.
Right. Oh, I don't want to get a hot dog.
Sometimes I get a hot dog, and I never am cool with it. I'm never like, great job, Jake.
At work, I'm talking specifically about a Target Cafe hot dog.
A Target Cafe hot dog.
I will get one every few months, because I forget the way it makes me feel.
Yeah.
Because halfway through one, I'm like, uh-oh.
I got, I got a little too big for my britches, and I got two about a month ago, and I ate the first one, and I was like, not great, but I feel okay about my decision to get a hot dog. Let me get in on the second one. Literally one bite in, I almost choked, and also it was very bad. I was like, okay, one is a limit.
Yep.
Anyway, this has been Hot Dog Minute.
This is a hot dog take.
We did get a couple emails. We said that we were recording ahead of time, so if you had any thoughts, you had to get some emails in. So Dowd sent us a couple, very short ones, each for the last couple episodes and for this one and the next one. So his thoughts on The Impenetrable Web. He just says, I want you guys to remember that Dune buggy, because you will see it again in Lightspeed Rescue as that Zordon Forsaken Vipari. I don't know what that means.
Me either, but I hate that vehicle so much that when it shows back up, I'm going to call it now. Something is going to awaken in me, and I'm going to hate whoever's driving it just out of, like, muscle memory.
I feel like I could probably guess who's going to be driving it, because it's a silver dune buggy.
You could say any name to me right now, and I'd believe you, because I don't know anything about Lightspeed Rescue.
There's a Titanium Ranger.
Shh, I forgot about him.
So,
yep.
That's it. Also, I think that's an all-American, I think.
The Titanium Ranger is only an American Ranger.
And good news, he gets a dune buggy.
Good. I'm glad. I hope there's a lot of dunes in Lightspeed Rescue.
Also, Andros putting his hands up to cover his face while morphed made me wonder, you think the suit actors ever sneeze in those helmets? Heck yeah, dude. I bet there's all kinds of gross fluids inside there.
Come on, man.
What do you think? Look.
Why would you? Like, I know that's the truth of the situation, but, like, don't make me think about that.
Like how many times have you just sneezed?
Oh, like, plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened to Kimberly when she was sick one time.
Just, like, those times where you're like, I'm doing okay right now. At you. And you just, like, get one real quick and sneeze. You don't have time to get that helmet off.
No, you don't.
You're just spray in the front of it. A little love spray.
I hope they have like a couple. Oh,
I'm sure they disinfect the crap out of them constantly.
This is the same thing. Like, I can't see anybody in a mascot costume now without just being sad for the person inside of it.
Have you ever seen like when they take them off and they are just like,
they are wet, like
sweat,
just out of the shower.
They're
wet.
It is
their own sweat. It's gross.
Gross. Oh, there's a little fan in the helmet. It doesn't help in the Orlando heat.
It doesn't matter.
Mickey and Minnie are dying in there.
Even in the Massachusetts heat, Marvin the Martian at Six Flags is dying in that.
He's dying.
That might be the best one, because you at least get, like, just a regular suit. You're not in a giant fur costume.
Ugh.
Poor Sylvester and Bugs.
It's a bad time. If you're a mascot, God bless you. This next one is also from Dev for Line in the Sand. I'm pretty sure those kids in the first scene were Quanturns in disguise. After all, how many kids would play hopscotch at night? I brought that up. I was like, this is nighttime. Why are they playing hopscotch? I don't think they were Quanturns in disguise, because if they were, they would probably have tried to shoot the Power Rangers.
Yeah, or we would have just like hung on their angry faces for a minute.
On them making a face. And then apparently, Tankenstein was actually the giant robot piloted by the final boss of Mega Ranger and had the same voice as Elgar. I could have sworn I remembered him transforming into his humanoid form while still the truck, though. While still little, though.
So they did it again. That was the big bad of Mega Ranger, and he was just the monster.
And he was the monster
Power Rangers.
Well, I mean, the last time with Gold Goyle, that was also, I think, the big bad, and that was, like, the second to last bad guy.
Okay.
Because then it was Divatalk's committing war on them.
Man, Tankenstein ruled. He got done dirty.
He
by
did
that
get done
stupid
dirty.
Stupid dune buggy.
That dumb dune buggy, and he grew into just like a monster. It was fine. There is, he did send one for Countdown Destruction Part 1 and 2. Should I read Part 1 now, or should I wait till next time?
Is it spoilers, because we haven't talked about it yet?
Kind of. We'll do next time.
We'll do the Countdown emails next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with that out of the way, are you ready to jump in?
Yep.
We start off on Space Mountain. It may be the oldest ride in the park, but it does have the longest lines. And Dark Spectre is there, and he's telling Astronema that now is the time to strike and kill good. Go out there and just kill all the good.
Okay. Kill the good things, not go kill well.
Yes. he probably wants them to do both.
Some good killing.
Go do some good killing, but make sure that good killing is done on good people.
Yeah.
Then we cut to Astronema addressing the troops as a bunch of Quantrons. They got a lot of Quantron suits for this and for later scenes. And then they also brought in the Piranatron suits, of which they had previously 1 million.
And they had O-Ranger footage of Cogs, but we never saw them outside of that, I don't think.
No, once they were done with Zeo, they threw all the Cog suits in the trash. They're like, we'll never see them again. We'll never need these ever. Because, yeah, there's just a bunch of O-Ranger footage of them, like, menacing around in on the beach.
They're just, like, down on all fours, walking on their feet and hands, which, like, is very unsettling. And then when they, like, stop in, like, a crab pose, which is goofy, it's, like, it's jarring because they're like, oh, that's very creepy, but they're still idiots.
Yeah, they are still just, you know, cogs. They're just metal putties. So Astronema says that when they are done, that all the good stuff in the universe will be gone. And all that will be left is greed and anger
and hate
and bad reality TV shows.
And, like, just bad smells, because bad guys love gross
things. And, like,
things.
Garbage truck smells. Man, I was walking to work today. This morning, a garbage truck drove by, and it was going the opposite way, and I got to smell that garbage truck for another 300 yards.
It would just smell like that all the time if evil took over.
Well, I hope they don't.
And if it didn't smell like that, it would just smell like porta potties.
I hope that never happens then. Power Rangers, you've got to get your acts together for the good of the people.
Because bad guys love gross stuff.
Yeah, this is weird because she's like, yeah, it'll be chaos and anger. And but it's like, but you're going to be the queen of that?
Yeah, even if you're evil, is that what you want?
Is that how
I don't
you
think
wanna
so.
Run your business? Like,
I think you want to be in charge, sure. I understand your like thirst and your greed for power and to be able to tell other people what to do. But if there's chaos, then you're not reigning over anything because you're not in control of that.
And if you're like, yeah, chaos and anger and greed, it's like you're just promoting, hey, somebody come try to take this from me.
Yeah, and somebody will. Eventually, you will be overtaken.
Some young upstart.
By someone with, like, a structure in mind.
Yeah, like a plan.
Yeah.
And people that, like her.
Yeah.
So, because if you're ruling through fear, that's not as good as ruling through, like, love and whatnot.
Right. Good always wins, is what we're saying.
Is what we're saying here. We cut to, like, some scenes of just stuff happening. We cut to the Machine Empire, and they're all like, oh, it's time. And they see, like, some Velocifighters flying around Earth. And then they send out their Quad Fighters?
Yes.
Is that what those were?
Yes.
Cog Fighters.
Cog Fighters.
I think that might have been our name for them, but I can't remember. Because
the
so
Quantrons
long.
Have Velocifighters. I think it was Quadra Fighters then.
Okay. Then we cut to the Alien Rangers fighting Divatox. Which is pretty cool. Dowd does point out in his email that there's, like, some good symmetry between, like, the other Rangers out there, because we'll see a couple other, like, allies.
Right.
And who they're fighting. And so it's, like, the water-themed team are fighting pirates.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool. Then there is the Machine Empire is fighting robots.
Blue Centurion
and the Phantom Ranger. Yeah, I was like, one of them is my favorite, and the other one I hate in my bones. And I can't remember their names. It's Blue Centurion and Phantom Ranger. And so it's like, you know, the like robot versus robot. And then there is the ancient evil of Zed and Rita are fighting Trey.
They're just fighting a fart cloud.
Yep. And literally one of them like they're like, yeah, Goldar, get him. And there's like a million monsters around Trey. And Goldar blasts him. And I was like, yeah, kill him.
Yeah, get him. Goldar, get him!
You can have this planet if you kill Trey in the process.
Goldar's gonna get you tonight.
He's gonna get you
Trey.
Tonight.
Trey's.
the brother's tray. So then back on her ship, she's Astronema is on Dark Fortress, and she comes around the corner, and Elgar's like, hey, I got Zed and Rita on the horn. And I haven't said Zed and Rita in like a year and a half, and I keep almost saying Red and Zeta, so I want you guys to appreciate every time I don't. And so she's like, okay, what do they want? And they're like, hey, we're not going to listen to your stupid plans. We have our own plans that we're going to do.
Their plan is probably, hey, what if we attack with a monster?
Yeah, or their plan is, let's let this one out. Because right. They don't look busy.
Yeah,
they,
let's let them punch each other out, and then we'll just pick the bones.
Yeah, and then we'll see what's left, and then we'll do that. And she's like, no, you're going to do my plan or else. And Rita's like, who put you in charge? She's like, Dark Spectre. And they're like, we love your plan. What a great plan that is. Let's do that plan. Then she pulls on a little curtain, and Zordon's tube is there with Zordon. And for 1 second, I was like, has Zordon always been on the Dark Fortress?
That's what I thought, too. But then she says, welcome, Zordon.
Yes. And I was like, okay, good. You got me. You made sure that I knew what was up. Because that would be a real great hiding place, right?
Yeah, if he was just there the whole time, yeah.
Because the Rangers were there. They have been on the Dark Fortress. They tried to rescue Astronema, and they get there, and they're like, don't worry about that. Like, was that a linen closet? What's behind that curtain?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Then she shows the Phantom Ranger being beaten up by Cogs, and then she's like, oh, the Phantom Ranger's home planet, ha ha ha. And she says to Zordon, you have a front row seat to the end of your era, which is very meta.
It is. I don't know if it's meta on purpose, though.
Is it just meta in hindsight? Because did we call it the Zordon era because of this?
I don't think so. That's a spoiler, but like everybody knows, right?
I mean, we're not going to say.
Okay.
But, like, this is the Zordon era.
Yeah. Where does it go after this?
I don't know.
It's not Disney
No,
yet.
Disney isn't until Wild Force, I think, which is, like, the 10th season. So that's, like, 3 or 4 more years. So I don't know. I don't know what the three in the middle are. Because there's Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, and Time Force. And I don't know what the collective name for that is. So if anybody wants to tell us, go ahead.
I might look it up. I might be curious enough to look it up. It is, there's the Zordon era and then the post-Zordon era, the Disney era, and the new Saban era.
Post-Zordon era needs a new name, and new Saban era needs a new name.
New Saban is just Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So that's the Nickelodeon era.
Can be the Nickelodeon era.
We will come up with a name for the post-Zordon era when we get to the end of it.
By the time we are done with Time Force, we will have a name. Someone remember that for us.
Yeah, when we're creeping up at the end of Time Force, just email us. Be like, hey, don't forget you need to name this.
And then we'll spend 3 days banging our head against the wall.
What even happened in Lost Galaxy anyway?
The Lost in Space? No, because they weren't. There's only one. The lights. No, that was also just one. God, I don't know. The Time Force and Other Stuff era. Because Time Force rules.
Lost Galaxy is good from what I've seen.
From what I remember, it's good. I recently watched Time Force, and it made me like so happy Tuesday, because I watched it while we were doing Turbo, and like so it was like kind of 50-50 on it, and there's like good sword fights and cool stuff and everyone's awesome all the time, and I'm just so excited to get there. So we go to the theme song. When we come back, Mondo and Machina are beating up I forgot their names already. Phantom
Blue
Ranger
Centurion
and Blue
and the Phantom Ranger.
I liked it. It's like, hey, these two guys are, you know, there. I wish we could have dusted off the Oryx suit just to round it out. I don't know if we needed to do that.
Maybe his head was there, but they misplaced the key.
That would be good. Just have Machina just like, I got this stupid thing.
Blue Centurion's like trying to pick the lock.
Now, come on. then Cogs attack KO-35, and earlier Zordon said something about like you'll even attack your own planet.
Because he's trying to appeal to Corone.
Yeah.
But Astronema's not hearing it.
Yeah. So then, you know, back where we are, I forget her name. Tequila? I think we call her Tequila. Tequila and Quinoa are there.
Yes.
Which, hey, they brought some people back. That's pretty cool. And she comes in, she's like, Quinoa, the front lines are down. Like, they've broken past our first line of defense. And there's just like this little war council of like a bunch of KO-35ians and Zane. And Zane's just just a useless lump.
He's just leaning on the table aggressively.
Just doing nothing, really.
Akinwa looks at him and he's like, we can't fight that. There's too much.
If they got past our front line, we don't have a second line.
And so Zane is like, yeah, I hear you, and leaves.
And they're like, what are you doing? And he stops and turns around and is like, I'll come back with the Power Rangers. I want to spoil something. He doesn't come back. And that's a little bit on the Rangers, but a lot of bit on him.
Yeah, and also, well, something happens that they're like, we can't go back to KO 35 right now.
So he hops on his astroglider and he's flying through space and gets waylaid by a bunch of Velocifighters, and they end up shooting him to the point where he is like hanging off the side of his astroglider, and one Quantron could have killed him 7 times, but he's doing that like, gonna press it, like slowly lowering his finger, and then the Astro Mega Ship Star Wars is up on them.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts of this episode that are very Star Wars.
Very much Star Wars. And it just like starts shooting at him, and it gives Zane time to get back on his board.
He's still hanging off of it, and another Velocifighter comes up behind the mega ship. One Velocifighter.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna take down the whole mega ship.
Right.
And Zane shoots it with his blaster from at least a mega ship away in space.
And it's huge. Like
the mega ship is not small.
Yeah.
It turns into a Megazord. So
yeah, so good eye, Zane.
Yeah,
good
way to curve that bullet in space,
Oklahoma.
And also, you wouldn't, you would, I guess, fall off your glider, but you wouldn't have to hang on because you would just still be floating next
to
it.
Yeah, there's like, it's weird that he is being dragged down by space gravity.
I know I get hung up on the space physics a lot.
I mean, it's just,
and it's just a silly kids show, but like, it just,
here's the thing,
I can't unsee it.
Every single person knows how space behaves. Like, you are almost born with the knowledge that, like, there's no gravity or air.
And I get that they're in a set on a Power Rangers budget.
Yes.
So how do you make weightlessness with that? And I understand.
Well, here's the thing. They had the wire. They got the wire set up, as we'll see later. They could just strap Zane in.
That's true.
But they didn't. Instead, they wanted space gravity. Drag him down into the bottom of space. Oh, I don't want to think about that.
I every time I try to think about how far space goes, I have to stop.
Oh no, Josh! I think because if it
loops back around, just like Earth does, you could break out of that. And then what's next?
What's after space?
Outer space.
Outer.
But
Spain.
Then what's after that? And then what's after that? And then at one point you must just like come back out on Earth. Like what the hell just happened?
I gotta.
It's too much. We're not meant to understand all
that.
We
can't know these things.
And so I actively have to stop myself from trying to figure it out because I can't.
I'm gonna be laying down tonight. And I'm like, I'm gonna go to bed now and have my heating pad on because I hurt my back.
Your brain's gonna be like, what about space though?
And it's gonna be like, hey Jake. I'm like, yes, brain. He's like, you know, I'm normally like real good at going to sleep. And I'm like, yes, brain. He'd be like, what's at the bottom of space? And I'll just be like, I don't know. And then I will never sleep again. Anyway. So
unless it's truly infinite, but then also that is a concept that your brain can't comprehend.
We can't comprehend that, but also I feel like scientists have been like, no, there's a limit. There's an edge to space.
Well, it is.
But then what else?
I don't want to get hung up on this for too much, but there's also evidence that it is expanding.
Into what?
Into
from where?
What?
How?
Into nothing.
What do you do? What is else? I don't even know.
There isn't else. Space just gets bigger.
There just is more from... That doesn't make any sense. And we're in the rabbit hole. We gotta get out.
Okay. Back it up. Let's keep talking about power. Thanks a lot, Zane.
Thanks, Zane. Why don't you get on your dune buggy and crash? You stupid idiot. I hate you. Now I'm having an existential crisis because Zane fell off his fucking galaxy glider. Where even was I? They scooped Zane up, I guess. And
They should have left him.
But where'd he go? No. So they scoop him up, I guess. He's on there. The next scene is him and Andros coming down a hallway, and Zane is like definitely in a white costume.
Well, yeah, he's the White Ranger now. We're supposed to like him the most because he's the best.
You know, remember how you loved Tommy? Zane. No.
It's not the same.
It's not the same, buddy. So he's...
the difference is that Tommy has a history.
And to be fair, did a lot of cool stuff.
He did a lot of cool stuff before he got too into his own butt.
Like we rag on Jason David Frank a lot, but Tommy... I mean, and like knowing what we know now about how he was like, no, you got to give me the coolest stunt. Like, that's pretty... That's lame.
Yeah,
that's
that
pretty
is
crappy.
Lame.
But like... Tommy did a lot of cool stuff.
He did cool stuff, I think, before Jason David Frank had that kind of pull, too.
For sure.
Like, all of Green with Evil is very cool.
Zane just is bad and sucks. So he's like, yeah, KO-35's in a real rough spot, and they go in, and like, Rangers are in, like, crisis mode. They're, like, you know...
They're scanning, like, the universe. Yeah. They say at one point... that they are trying to take over the universe.
Yeah,
because they're saying names of places that we have
never heard
of.
And if we have, I will never remember them.
One
of them
says one. It's like the Valerians. I know that's not right.
That's a new movie coming out.
It was something with a V.
I thought it was like Vika, but I don't.
It might have been Vika. They have no defenses.
They don't have any defenses. So like they're
so they
Carlos is like they won't know what hit them,
and they don't go there.
No, no, someone else can handle that. This would have been a neat time to. Use some Sentai footage that they never used.
Yeah.
Specifically, just like some shots of like the Die Rangers fighting the Kotoporos.
Yeah. Oh man, that would rule.
Yeah. Just like, oh, like there's just another team that like we don't know about. Cause like we never saw the baddies from Die Ranger. Like,
no, or
we still had Z Putties.
Yeah, we never saw them from Kaku Ranger either.
Yeah. And the Kaku Rangers are the alien rangers who were occupied, but the Die Rangers are
but
just
you could
nothing.
Still yeah, you could still at least where in this galaxy that has no defenses, you can still show them messing with people or something.
And, like, not to spoil Die Ranger for anybody, but, like, there are points where they get beaten. So, like, you can use that footage if you want. But instead, they just, you know, mention some places. And then we get this shot of a bunch of Velocifighters flying right towards Earth. And they're like, oh, no. And
they say 1,000 of them.
1,000 is a very lot of essentially space fighter jets coming to wreck our shop. And so I guess this is when Zane goes, KO-35 is dead. I lost him once. I'm not going to miss him again. We got to save Earth. Or I guess Andros is like, I lost KO-35 once. I don't care. I'm going to save Earth.
Zane doesn't make any decisions. He's just... standing next to Andros, who's like, well, Earth, here we come.
Yeah, I like all the Rangers in this scene, because especially Cassie and Carlos, who are, like, between the two of them, are monitoring the most. Tita does a little bit. I don't remember Ashley saying anything.
Ashley does some... She's at a console, so she is doing
something.
She's
doing something, but Cassie's like, they're in the Vika Galaxy. There's no... They don't have any defenses.
Yeah,
and
Ashley
like, Carcassonne
might have said,
is down, and, you know...
Ashley might have said one that they were... Another one that they were attacking,
that might be true. So then they attack Earth. All the Velocifighters start attacking Earth. And there's this scene of just people going about their day in what I assume is Angel Grove, because it's the only place anything happens. And a bunch of Velocifighters just swoop down and start blowing up buildings and stuff.
Yep.
And it's pretty crazy that, like, last episode they fought a truck, and now there's a galactic war.
Last episode, a truck pranked them for 10 minutes.
Yeah, a truck, just to remind you, ducked behind some trash cans and got them.
And now, space fighter jets are blowing up cities.
Are laying siege to the universe. It's crazy.
Because we get a shot through the megaship's windshields, or main screen, I guess.
Yeah.
Of just, like, big explosions on Earth that they can see from space. And you said while it was happening, that's whole cities blowing up.
Those are cities. Yeah, if you can see it from space, that's not like, oh, that one... Oh, they blew up the Dairy Queen over on Burnett. It's like, no, they hit Austin.
Austin's gone.
Like the Rangers fly towards Earth. They are, like, doing some dogfighting. It's mostly just, like, them just, like, shooting for cover and dodging. I don't think they actually hit any of the Velocifighters, at least not on screen. And then they're like, this is a weird decision. Zane's like, you guys go, I'll stay here and also do some more fighting up here, I guess.
He drives the megaship.
So they get off and they're on their astral gliders flying towards Earth. And Anders gets blasted out of the sky. And I can only assume the rest of them do. I think we only see Andros,
but then it cuts to TJ fighting on the ground.
Yeah, it's like Carlos and TJ and everybody fighting on the ground. There's a lot of scenes of the Rangers fighting out some Quantrons and then evacuating people to where? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like the whole city is under attack. Where are you telling these people to go?
I mean, the joke that you made was to where they already blew up.
Right.
They won't go back there.
Come over here to where they're not attacking and then shift back to where you were, where they already attacked.
Yeah.
Then you should be fine over there.
And they'll never go back. They'll never think to look there. So at one point, like the first one we see is Ashley fighting a group of Quantrons by herself, and she like beats a bunch of them up and is like, all right, everybody go. And then we just get that a couple more times with different people. I don't remember.
Ashley is fighting. It's not just Quantrons. Darkonda is there.
Darkonda shows up in a minute, but we show everybody helping evacuate, and then we loop back to Ashley. And she's fighting Darkonda and some Quantrons. And Andros is just on a roof somewhere.
He's on a roof and he's like, no, Ashley. And she gets like slashed because she's being held. And then so he puts on the muscle butt suit.
He butts up.
It's really cool because he jumps off of the thing as he pushes the button.
Yeah.
So he like buffs up in midair and gets his little glider and his dumb visor.
Yeah.
He flies up.
And shoots some missiles at Darkonda and doesn't shoot him because Ashley's right there too, so he can't shoot directly at him.
Yeah, I guess Ashley was there, so that's why he didn't.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
But he does
me.
Take out some Quantrons.
Yeah, and then he lands and is like, haha, gotcha. Or no, he doesn't land. He's floating in the
air. He's still floating in the
air. And Robo Clippy comes up and is like...
Yeah, because Andros starts like... He's about to dive bomb Darkonda, I think so. But Clippy just steps out of the shadows and blasts him.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool shot, too, because it's obviously like a green screen or computer graphic of him flying in. But when he gets shot, the stunt actor like falls out of the sky onto a van. So it's a really good like editing and
a good cut. The composite was real good. Yeah, like all the muscle butt stuff flies off of him and he like tumbles out of the air.
Yeah,
it's real cool. Then Clippy and Darkonda start working together because I guess Darkonda tricked him again.
Oh, I don't want to say it yet.
I think
I was going to say Darkonda has a bigger plan, but
right. That's
a pretty big spoiler, so I'll wait.
Because the last time we saw Darkonda, I don't know if we can blame the brainwashing or not, because I think since then they have kicked Darkonda out.
I think Ecliptor might have killed him the last time we saw him.
That or it was Andros, I can't remember. He died again, and he's... Spoiler, he's down to one life.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've done the math on the show, but
I think last time we did the math, he had two left. I don't remember him dying again.
Maybe the missiles did hit him then and he respawned real quick.
No, I don't think so.
So they work together and they shoot Andros and Ashley and they like get demorphed. And then they take a minute to scramble up to their feet and run away. Well, a bunch of Quantrons and Perontrons and Darkonda and Clippy are there like,
Yeah, go ahead, get up and run. We'll let you. It's fine.
It's not fun if we just kill you right away. So then Zane is on Earth fighting. You were on the megaship? Is it just like...
Well, no, he's on the megaship, and then we see him running down the hallway. And he just yells, I need Mega Winger.
I didn't see where he was. I thought he was already on space.
That was on the ship.
Okay, so he does call Mega Winger, and he... He gets Mega Winger out, and he kills a grand total of one Velocifighter.
So they have taken out now three Velocifighters of 1,000.
Yes.
Because the Mega Ship blew up two of them with Mega Lasers.
Yeah. And he's moving his arms around. He's like, he bops one, and it blows up. He's like, one down, a bajillion to go. And it's done very quickly. And then we get these wide shots of Mega Winger like trying to get more, and he keeps bumping this one building behind
him.
And
it's rocking,
yeah. It's just jostling all over the place, and it's clearly made of plastic.
Mega Winger gets shot in the back by one Velocifighter and goes down.
Uh huh. Yep.
Yeah. Mega Winger sucks, just like Zane.
Yep. Mega Winger. Zane and Mega Winger deserve each other.
Yeah.
Then we get more shots of like everybody else getting beaten up until they demorph and then like trying to run away. And we cut to a commercial break after, I think it's Carlos and Cassie.
Carlos and Cassie are the last ones to demorph. And
like,
the Quantron,
we gotta get out of here.
It looks like a Quantron just helps Cassie up. But then we find out in a second, like, it throws her.
Yeah. We're not doing what was Cassie wearing, because I didn't write it down. She's battle damaged.
Very baggy pants, because she's having a hard time running away.
She is. I thought for a second it was overalls with the top folded down, but it's just regular baggy pants. It's just, like, battle damaged clothes, too. Yeah. Like it cut through the suit and ruined their clothes underneath. So, like, they're not in a good place. We go to commercial break, and then we come back, and they're... are a bunch of Quantrons, like, rounding people up and, like, just, like, basically, like, all right, everybody in the middle. And I guess the plan is to shoot you, because she specifically wants there to be no good in the world, in the universe left. So, like, if you leave good people, there will be good still.
Right, so you kill them.
You have to kill them or turn them.
Right, just brainwash them. Give them all Bluetooth headsets.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a very expensive project. So then the Rangers, like, meet back up. Cassie and Carlos meet up with TJ and Ashley and Andros. And they are like, what are we going to do? And Andros gets so mad that he just starts, like, kicking rubble. Like,
yeah, he's very angry.
Yeah, because they, like, they're losing. They've lost. They haven't, like, lost.
They lost the fight. They did not win this fight.
This is the first time I think this group has been beaten this bad. I don't think they've ever been...
With Andros.
Four-fifths of it was almost murdered by the... Yes. So then we cut to the Dark Fortress, where Clippy is telling Astronema that the Earth Destroyer missile is almost ready.
Yeah, they have a name for it, but it's just... It'll
blow
Earth
whole
to
Earth.
Dust, yeah.
It's just the world's biggest missile.
And then we get Darkonda, like... Or something planet sized.
And I guess they attached the missile to a Velocifighter. And they were like, we're going to trust one Velocifighter to blow up Earth.
Yep.
Hope that doesn't go wrong. But Darkonda pulls out his scroll of lives that he keeps on him.
He ducks behind some boxes so he can look at his life meter.
To be like, one, crap, that's no good.
This thing is like giant. It's like an actual wall scroll that he just has on him somewhere.
He tucks it in his little zipper neck and pulls it out when he needs it to remember how many lives he has left, which I feel like if I had a life counter, I would be very weary of that.
If I was down to one, I maybe don't need the scroll anymore.
Yeah. And he's like, well, only one life to live.
And then his long lost sister,
who is also his mom. What? Next time.
I wish his name was Darkonda, so his sister could be Darkonda.
Darkonda. I can't think of a lady name for Darkonda.
Darkondette.
Darkondette.
Just Darkonda with a bow.
He decides that he's going to Grand Theft Auto this Earth missile, and he does. And he's like, I'm number one. Wow. And he starts flying away. And I thought he was just dipping.
And there is no alarm system. Like,
no.
Nobody is alert of this. Like, there are Quantrons there that see him do it, but they don't tell anybody.
As near as I can tell, Ecliptor and Astronema are still there. Like, I know in a minute they'll be back on the bridge the next time we see them, which is, like, the next shot, basically. Yeah. But, like...
I'm assuming he did it, like... after they left.
But there's no time. It doesn't look like there's a time gap.
No. While also, he was looking at his lives, Ecliptor and Astronema left.
Hustled upstairs, I guess. But, like, also, he's like, this is my chance. Gonna do it. And he, like, hurriedly steals a plane. And no one's like, hey, where are you going? That's
with the whole plan on it.
And, yeah, no one's...
And not one Quantron flips an alarm?
No, or, like, radios Clippy. Well, we'll see where that leads. On the bridge, Dark Spectre comes up on the screen and is like, Astronema, how's it going? And she's like, dude, it's going great right now. It's going basically the best. We're about to blow up Earth with a giant missile. It's going to be sweet. And he's like, yeah, cool, do that. That sounds pretty rad. So then Darkonda comes up and star screams Dark Spectre.
Yeah, just... blast him in the back with that missile.
And like, he starts, like, glowing purple and stuff and, like, blowing up. And then Astronema is, like, sad about it.
Yeah, I didn't... That's the thing about this episode that I was like, come on.
Like, what?
Because she is just, like, in line with Dark Spectre following his orders, not mentioning anything, even when it's just her and Clippy, not being like, we just gotta wait for our moment, we can get
it. Yeah, it's so weird.
And then he dies, and she's like, what? How could this be? It's like, hey, this was your whole plan, was for him to die.
And like earlier in the beginning of the episode, she's like, he's like, time to do the thing. And she's like, I'm gonna do the thing. And it's like very much like lockstep with him. And it's really weird. Down said that it seemed like the no, stop, don't go from Charlie the Chocolate Factory. But to me, it did seem sincere.
It did. I think some of it could be written off as like shock that it actually happened before she could implement it.
Here's my I'll give my thought in a minute, but something very cool happens before then, because Darkonda circles around.
He shot Dark Spectre with the Earth-destroying missile.
Yes, which I guess might be an Earth-destroying laser that they called a missile. Oh, he definitely shot a laser.
Maybe. And so Dark Spectre starts blowing up and screaming, who did this? How could you do that? And Darkonda says, it was me, Darkonda.
I'm number one.
And so Dark Spectre falls to the bottom of space.
Yeah, God, he does. Yep.
And so now Darkonda has the Dark Fortress in his sights.
Yeah.
And I guess he had a second missile?
Or it's a laser. Or it's a laser. A real quick recharge. And he's like, yeah, time. I'm going to be the man now. Be the man. You got to beat the man. And I'm going to blow up Astronema and Ecliptor. Like, specifically names them. He's like, because I hate them so much.
And they're the next in line. And he wants to be the king. So he's going to take them out.
So he's about to, like, you know, swoop in and shoot.
He fires, I think.
I don't think he does.
And Dark Spectre throws his face in the way.
He just jumps up and he's like, hum, and he eats Darkonda. And I think maybe he does because Dark Spectre explodes.
Yep.
But Darkonda is dead.
He's dead. He's lost his last life. Yeah. Flying into Dark Spectre's jowls.
And then on Earth, there is a meteor shower of Dark Spectre bits.
Yep.
What is this? First of all, that's a whole show. That's a whole, hey, season, what's the next season of Power Rangers?
Lost Galaxy.
No, I mean like for us.
Oh, I don't know what's after Ninja Steel.
It's like the Cosmos one. I don't know if you saw the picture with like the Zodiac. And there's
I did.
That one. Hey guys, here's how your monsters are made. They're bits of Dark Spectre. You're welcome. Like
Power Rangers Star Force.
Maybe. There's a comic called Zodiac Star Force. I don't think Power Rangers is worried about it, but like every time I hear it, I'm like, there is a thing, and Star Force isn't super unique.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I just made that up. Is that like an actual thing?
No. Shannon, in her Power Rangers zine, not zine, her Power Rangers sketchbook that she did, she basically did an American version of the Die Rangers. And one, like, there's a bunch of names. A bunch of people were tossing names around.
I remember that. I can't remember
Star
what
Force
I said.
Was one of them.
Okay.
I said Star.
Yes.
Or Space.
Yeah.
Neither of those were good and didn't win. So, which is fair. By the way, you can get that at shannonmaynardart.storymv.com. And I highly recommend you do so because it rules.
I do need to buy that one still.
We cut to Earth. After the meteors fall, like, TJ walks up to one and they're just like looking at this Darkonda meteorite, and they're like, oh man, like, what is this? What's going on? And then Alpha comes on and tells them what we just saw. Thanks Alpha for clearing it up. Can't let kids put too much together on their own. They might start thinking. Then Clippy comes over the sky, like he does. Not just our sky though. Oh no, every sky,
all the skies.
And he's like, hey, yeah, Dark Spectre's dead.
I thought until they show like where the Piranatrons have some Aqua Rangers, Alien Rangers. Or it might be the
Equations.
Yeah, or it might be the
Phantom Ranger and
The heck were they fighting?
The Machine Empire,
right. It might be them, but until it showed like baddies listening to him, I was like, why is he telling the people of Earth this? Like, they know what the hell he's talking about.
They don't care about Dark Spectre. They didn't see him before. They just knew that aliens were attacking.
Yeah.
That's it. But yeah, he's like, Dark Spectre's gone, and Astronema's in charge, so you better step in line or get stepped on. And we get shots of all of the other baddies, like, bowing down and, like,
we're not worthy doing that.
It's
except
really funny.
Diva Talks, who was like, you work for me, come on.
Yeah. It's really funny when it gets back to Earth and like the Quantrons are bowing down. There might be a couple Piranatrons.
There's some Piranatrons.
There definitely is, because Andros was fighting Piranatrons.
Yeah.
And they're bowing, and the humans are just like looking around and running away, like leaving. Like, well, they're just going to do this. We're going to get out of here.
Idiots. So they dip. I genuinely love Diva Talks, though, just being like, what are you doing? Oh, her again. Great. Hey, no, get up. You work for me. Come on. I love Diva Talks so much. We cut back to the Dark Fortress, where Zordon is trying to appeal to Caron. He's like, you're no longer under Dark Spectre's influence. You can stop this. You have the power to do good and stop this evil from happening. And her Bluetooth, like, shorts?
Yeah, like, just has, like, a purple zap.
He's like, you're not evil. And she's like, looks up after like holding her head. And she's like, no, I am evil. I'm the queen of evil. So back to before, when I said I have a theory about this, is her being like, how could this have happened to Dark Spectre? I feel like that's like his influence leaving her and just like person emotions happening.
Right.
And her being like, oh, he's like, it's more confusion than sadness, and I read it wrong. And she's like, well, like, what's going on? Like, and it's just like a more genuine response because the evil power is gone from her.
Yeah.
Or the evil influence is gone from her.
That could be.
But also, she is still programmed. So right, there's that too.
Brainwashing is brainwashing.
Yeah. So then we get a shot of Angel Grove as the Dark Fortress like descends on it. And to be continued.
Yep.
So, Josh, you started this one.
I did.
So I get to pick the best.
You do.
I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff. I like Andros getting so mad that he just has to kick some metal.
That was what I was thinking, too. And, like, the other Rangers don't know how to respond to that.
They don't know because, like, he's absolutely, like, in the right. It's not like he's overreacting at all.
Yeah.
Like bad stuff happened and he's, like, just letting it out. So I think that might be my best.
Either that or...
That or Diva Talks.
Or Diva Talks, yeah.
Yeah. What's the worst? Zane?
Yeah.
I think just Zane again?
Zane being in the episode is pretty bad and also causing a meltdown.
Yeah, I got this close to double invisible meltdown. And then the MVP... Yeah.
Zane doubly so for just abandoning his people.
Yeah, and he doesn't even mention it after that hallway.
He does not even tell the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Andros knows, but the others are never told about it. So I guess the two natives to the planet don't care. Why should the rest?
Right, yeah, exactly. And then the MVP is... I don't know who stood out. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I know
Goldar because he blasted Trey.
Yeah, get him, Goldar.
Get him. I think I might have to do that for real because I genuinely can't
think of
anybody.
I don't really have another one, and I'm always up for Trey getting just beaten up and
basically
blasted.
The best.
I saw the Gold Ranger. I was like, yes, and I was like, that's not Jason.
It's not Jason. But like, I think everybody else did an equally good job. Like, everyone else was doing, like, Ashley and
all the
Carlos
Rangers were,
and TJ.
Like, very well represented,
It wasn't just like, oh, no, it's Andros, how is this going to work? Also, there's some Power Rangers, whatever. You're the Red Ridge. You're very important. But, like, everybody got their own time to shine. Everyone was doing all of the same stuff. Like,
everyone was fighting just as hard.
Yeah, so I can't really give it to any one Ranger. Astronema, like...
Didn't do a lot.
She didn't do a lot, and I liked some of her stuff, but then the couple inconsistent moments with her being, like, sad about Dark Spectre and just, like, falling in line with him, like, that lowers her. So I'm just going to give it to Goldar for blasting Trey, because I hate Trey.
Yep.
No matter...
I'll follow suit,
because
I don't have anything else specific, so...
Yeah. So that's it. That's going to do it for us for today. We got one more episode of Power Rangers in Space.
Yeah.
Then we're going to take a little hiatus, and we're going to be back the first Monday of September. We're going to take, it's like a week of July and August off. So we'll have a bonus episode up, one a week, probably on Mondays. No idea what. I know there's going to be a Morphe's, and we're watching some movie.
Devin's Ghost. I don't know if we've said that on air. I don't want to mention why. Look it up if you're curious, but I will not tell you.
yeah, we're going to find it.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find it.
We're also doing a commentary track for the Mighty Morphin, the Power Rangers.
Saban's
The Power Rangers, TM, the movie. I'm pretty excited for that because I watched about the whole thing one time through over the 3 days I was on in the break room. And so I got some stuff ready.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared.
Is there enough for a Frankencast?
There's enough for at least two, probably three Frankencasts.
Oh, then I think we're good. Yeah. I think that's our bonus schedule.
That might be it. If you got someone had ideas. I think Dad sent in a couple ideas for bonus episodes. We'll review them. You're moving, so like there's a lot of scheduling stuff. I'm going to be gone the last week of August, so like we're trying to figure some stuff out.
We have Frankencast to fall back on if we don't have time to record. So
at the very least, if we don't think of anything else and we don't have any time to record, there will be Frankencast. If not, those Frankencasts will just be Patreon exclusive.
Right.
So, for $1, just $1.
Just $1.
You're trying to think of the president that's on?
It's Washington.
One Washington.
One young buck.
One young buck.
Can get you access to all this early stuff.
Yeah. So we will see you on Friday. For Countdown to Destruction Part 2. But until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Basically holding on by a wing.
I yawn right into that for you.
All right, good. Yeah, get it.
Now when you're editing, you're going to hear that. You're going to yawn.
I will. Like without fail.
Got him.
You did. But him was me. I was him the whole time.
Or him is going to be you.
Time travel. Should have fight, play like an egg.